This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate.
Rachel, it's so good to see your face.
Good to see your face, Kate. It's almost your birthday.
It is almost my birthday. Thank you so much. That's so kind. You're just the kindest soul. I feel like the summer has been flying by.
Me too, and it's not even like officially summer yet. Or maybe it just became officially.
Yesterday was the first day of summer, technically.
And I was saying 2 days ago, oh, summer's almost over. But it hadn't even started.
Yeah, but it feels that way. I guess I feel like June and July is summer, and that's it.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And what is August?
A weird month. Especially since Evan is a teacher, like, we work on that, like, you know, school year, like, academic calendar. Mm-hmm. And so it was, like, end of May, and I felt like things were just kind of, I mean, a lot of people were vaccinated, and things were just kind of opening up a little bit. And then now it's, like, summer, do it! Yeah. All the summer things! And, like, we're traveling quite a bit, and so, and, like, traveling for work. I didn't think I was going to travel this year for work. And then lo and behold,
yeah,
it's like every 2 days I'm traveling somewhere new.
Do you love it?
I do. I love my job. Speaking of, I do have to put a disclaimer in here. Always. This is my night gig. This is not my day job. So anything I say here does not apply to my day job or does not represent my day job. So as always, oh, I got to say it.
You got to say it. You know, nothing I say here represents any other part of my life.
Yeah. So our latest obsession, well, it's not been the latest obsession. I think I've talked about it like 70 times on here.
What?
Is crumble cookie.
Okay. So I was going to try and send you some kind of cookie thing, but I thought it was cosmic cookie. And so then I didn't do it because I got scared and I got it wrong.
It's okay. So crumble cookie, delicious. And so I've started strength training, mm-hmm. Just because like I've been trying to find ways to feel healthy, and I tried it out and I loved it. So, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I'm lifting lots of weights, getting swole. Somebody at the gym said I had booty gains.
Booty gains. Oh my God. Booty gains. Okay.
So watch out, y'all.
That's awesome. I got some booty gains.
It was another female. So like, it wasn't a male could have said it and it wouldn't be creepy in some scenarios. And this was a female that said it to me and it was not creepy also. Like, all of this was, she just was like, whoa, you've had booty gains.
I'm just trying to think, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting really old. Like, if somebody said that to me, and first of all, they never would, but if somebody did say that to me, like, how would I take that?
It's a strange place to be in. I wasn't going to say, like, all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, you're the kindest soul. Well, I didn't say that. I was like, you're too kind. Because I was like, is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
I mean, I guess, like, it's a good thing, but I don't know what the kids are talking about anymore.
I know. I don't say anything cool. I had, so we've been hanging out with our neighbors some, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And our next door neighbor has a 14-year-old and a 12-year-old. And so the 14-year-old came over today. She wanted to look at some sunglasses she was thinking about getting. And so, and I have them obviously because I have like a million kajillion pairs. So she came over to look at them to see if she wanted them, what she thought about them on her face, like ask me questions about sunglasses and stuff. So, I said something and I was like, her mom said, Grody or something.
Yeah,
what would she say? Like Grody or something.
Yeah.
And gnarly. She said gnarly.
Cool.
And she was like, Mom, no one says gnarly. And I was like, I say gnarly.
Yeah, gnarly's great. Okay, so my tech, every time I have her do pachymetry and the patient has thick corneas, she calls them chonky boys. She goes in and is like, this guy's got some real chonky boys.
And I love that.
I know. And I said it back to her the other day and she was like, what? I was like, oh no, was I just that old person trying to be hip and like say something that the kids are saying?
I do call my cat, because we have one of our kitties is a little overweight. We're working on it.
Yeah.
So we'll call her a chonk sometimes. We're like, oh, she's a chonk.
That's so cute.
But I feel like chonky boys, that's a cute way to something to call corneas.
No. It's like their pressure is not really high. They just have chonky boys.
That's it. So speaking of.
Yeah.
Speaking of vaccinations and like getting back into life, we're going to talk about becoming social again in a post-pandemic world.
Yay!
Like a survival guide to socialization in a post-pandemic world.
Mm-hmm.
So to do this, what we're going to eat.
Oh, yeah. What's on the menu, Kate?
We are going to eat at some, like, this is like Longhorn Steakhouse.
Yes. I work by a Longhorn Steakhouse. Hell yeah.
So, okay. So this is, so here, welcome to Kansas. Here's some Kansas facts for you. So, Texas Roadhouses are usually in bigger cities. Oh, maybe
I work next to a Texas Roadhouse. Never mind. Go on.
You don't know. Texas Roadhouse is near you. It follows you. So Texas Roadhouses are usually in larger areas. They're in, like, more suburban to urban areas. They're not out in, like, in western Kansas. There's not usually Longhorn Steakhouse. So it's, like, a big deal for people to come into town and go to Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, like, so there's harvest. And harvest happens at different times of the year depending on what crop you have. And you can have multiple harvests throughout the year. Like, there's lots of different things. But at the end of harvest, a lot of people will come into town because it'll be the first time that they had a moment. So they'll come into town because they've been working all day, every day, including weekends for, like, 2-3 weeks. And so this is, like, their big celebration is they come into town post-harvest and they go shopping. And then a lot of times they go to Longhorn Steakhouse.
Nice.
So I'm feeling like this is, like, we've been working hard in our houses all day, every day, even on weekends. We've been staying home and we're done. So it's time to go to Longhorn Steakhouse.
I like that. That's a good metaphor.
So there's my Kansas roots for you.
Okay, very good. So I feel like everybody's going to be a little bit different. And some of us don't feel like it's totally done.
No, I feel like Kansas has defeated COVID, we think. We feel in our hearts that we've defeated COVID. We're all open. We're ready to go. We don't have limits. Like, Kansas has defeated COVID.
Okay, cool.
We have not. We have a low vaccination rate.
Oh,
not
gosh.
The lowest.
Yeah.
But a lower vaccination rate. My county is the lowest in the state, so that's fine.
Oh, man.
But, like, I feel like I don't want to put the cart before the horse.
Yeah.
You know, and just be like, we did it. The pandemic is over. When it's, like, not over.
Yeah. But, like, you're vaccinated. So tell me the social stuff you're up to.
So we hang out with our neighbors.
Cool.
Which Gnarly. Is kind of fun. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure.
We had a pool party at our neighbors. Like, our neighbors have a pool in their backyard. So we had a barbecue pool party with them. I will say, we have our groups of friends that are fully vaccinated that we feel more comfortable hanging around. So, like, at our houses and, you know, they'll come over a lot more. Weddings, and it's, like, no masks, and it's very different. Like, some have been my optometry school friends, so, like, there's a girl that was in the class below us, so, like, all of them are vaccinated, and, like, her community that she was in is vaccinated, and so I was like, oh, this is super safe. But, like, you know, like, I still sometimes get weird, like, going to the store.
Yeah.
And, like, I still feel weird going to Target without a mask on every once in a while. Like, I know I'm safe. I think that's the hardest thing is, like, I know I'm safe, but I don't want to get anything that'll make somebody else not safe. You know, I don't want to pass any. And, like, I've read the research. Like, I'm up to date on the research and things. But it's scary. It's kind of one of those. So, tell me your thoughts. What have you been doing? What's your limits? What's your boundaries?
Okay. So we just started doing things. Like, I went and met my family in Ohio, and, like, they went halfway and we went halfway and we all stayed in an Airbnb and it was nice. And, but I kind of felt silly because they had just started, like, lifting mask mandates places, and I had booked this in advance. So it was like, oh, I could have gone all the way to St. Louis and just seen them in their home. But, like,
you didn't know.
I didn't know. And so, like, I was still being cautious. And then we had a friend over and we had no masks on. So that was exciting. And then we went out to dinner a couple times, no masks. And then recently we did, like, there was, like, a street festival, and that was good. But the last thing that I did was, like, go to the grocery store without a mask on for the first time the other day.
How'd you feel? How was your anxiety?
My anxiety was low. Like, I felt really good about it. But I think that, like, there were still a lot of people in there with masks on. because you're supposed to wear it if you're not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if these people weren't vaccinated or if they were just cautious, because like Bob, my husband, says it all the time. Like, if like the amount of people we see not wearing a mask does not match up with how many people are vaccinated in the state. Like, people are mm-hmm. just done wearing masks. Yeah. I feel like when winter comes around again, I'll probably wear a mask again just because I don't want to get a cold. Like, it was right. really nice not being sick this year.
Yes, it was so great. I totally agree. And like, because that's the same thing here. Is like, everywhere you go, pretty much no one's wearing a mask. Yeah. And we're at a 50% vaccination rate. So it's not 50-50.
Yeah, it's not like people are following the rules or being honest. They're exactly. just done.
Exactly. And I think that's one thing is, I think there's been a lot of compassion fatigue mm-hmm. over this past year. And I get it. It's hard when you have to care about stuff that for a long time.
Yeah.
I think one thing that optometry school helped with is I don't feel like I felt compassion fatigue a lot.
Yeah.
Because like we had to power through yeah. a lot, and we had to continue to care about stuff that I no longer wanted to care about.
Yes. Yes.
And so like, I feel like the people that I have seen be most successful in the pandemic, and I know that's like a weird thing, is like the people that had, you know, have gone to extensive schooling, mm-hmm. have been like athletes,
mm-hmm.
because they're like, yeah, this is just a mental game. Like, you just got to keep yeah. pushing through it.
You mean like the people who haven't given up or gotten really
yeah.
like, over it? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, but it's also kind of hard too, because the people that have gotten vaccinated, because everybody can get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
The people that have gotten vaccinated are the ones that were wearing masks more yeah. compliantly.
Yeah.
And now that's not the case. It's like now yeah. it's like there's no need for masks. And so the people that are like, I never wanted to wear one
mm-hmm.
are not wearing them.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the hard thing is like, it's just hard. Is I know I'm safe.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I know not other people are, and I think that sometimes can be frustrating.
Yeah. How has traveling been for you?
Definitely. So you wear a mask on a flight, and the nice thing is you still can get kicked off a plane if you don't wear your mask over your nose.
Okay.
And so, like, the little rule follower in me loves this because, like, it's forced rule following. Like, yeah. you will literally go to prison if you don't wear your mask over your nose. But still, it depends on the flight attendant. Some let more things go than others. Yeah. And some, like, it slips their...
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, it's very interesting. Like, I had one guy that he did not wear his mask for, like, a good chunk of the flight. And I was like, what? And he was, like, tucked into a row.
Yeah.
And, like, his wife and everybody else in the row had theirs on, but he didn't. And he was kind of sitting back in a way where, like, people couldn't see him, but I could see him.
Yeah.
So, I knew.
Yeah.
And then
that's frustrating. It's annoying yeah. when people don't follow the rules.
Yeah. It's just like, hey, just come on.
Yeah.
But it's been nice. I think I might wear, especially and then they pass out like wipes for your seat and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And I kind of really like this because I get to clean my seat. I, you know, when I'm wearing my mask also,
mm-hmm.
I can like pass out and like, yeah. with my glasses on and like a hood up and like nobody talks to me. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, during travel, like in airports and stuff, I love it. Everybody has to follow a rule. It's all there. You just do it. It's great. And then, but at conferences and things, so AOA is saying they're complying with the CDC.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of different. At CECO, everybody had their masks on when they were inside. So that was kind of
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
At Vision Expo, it was kind of 50-50. Like, they required masks to get into places, but then once you got inside, it was harder for them to control. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, but at a lot of our events, like, that I would host and things, we yeah. wouldn't have to mask because the only people that were traveling were vaccinated. So
yeah.
that was kind of a nice, it was just kind of a nice win on that one. So traveling's been good. I just love that everybody has to follow the rules at the airport.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to be on a plane for the first time, I think, next week.
Where are you going?
I'm going home. It's my grandma's service. So, because she died of COVID and we couldn't get together until then. So we're going to go home. So I'm kind of nervous to fly, but we're going to be home over the 4th of July. So I think I might go to Fair St. Louis.
And just like, fun.
Yeah, it's going to be hot, but and probably very limited masking, but it'll be outside.
Yeah. So,
and another thing is like, if other people that I'm socializing with like are still very cautious and want to wear masks, I'm trying to be like I'll follow their lead. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've now been, and I think this was something that I'm reading a book right now called Professional Troublemaker by Lovie Jones. Uh-huh. Very good. It's phenomenal. I think everybody should read it. And so, she talks about in it, you know, like setting boundaries and things. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like, and having your boundaries come back to your core mission statement. Mm-hmm. So like my core mission statement is, I want other people around me to be feel valued and cared for.
That's great.
And so if someone around me would like to wear a mask, I'm going to defer to them every time.
Yeah.
I'm going to defer to their comfort level every time because I want them to feel valued and cared for. And if a way for me to make them help them feel valued and cared for is to wear a mask, I'm going to do it every time.
Yeah.
As well as if they don't want to go out to eat somewhere, they'd much rather eat at home, or they only want to hang out with people that are vaccinated and that's like what they are. Like, I'm going to defer to them, you know, on their comfort level every time. So that's kind of like, I feel like that's a smart thing to do.
Yeah. It's a thoughtful thing to do.
Mm-hmm. And then it also like sets your boundary, on stuff. So like I went into a place and like, I wanted to wear a mask and I was like, I'm just going to wear a mask. Your choice if you want to or not, but this is what I'm doing. Yeah. And then I have people either decide that they're going to mask with me or not. But I've become way more vocal with my boundaries now.
Good. That's great.
Like, I feel like that's a thing that the pandemic has like taught me a lot is like, I got to be vocal with my boundaries a lot more of like, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm not doing. Like, this is what I'm comfortable with. This is what I'm not comfortable with.
That's wonderful.
And so I think that's I think that'll come into my post pandemic socializing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still setting my boundaries of like,
yeah, and I'm respecting your own boundaries. Like, I have to remove myself from this situation kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. If I'm uncomfortable, get on out of there.
You know, I'll leave.
You're ready to go.
I'm gone already.
Somebody was asking me, they were like, oh, is Rachel here? I think it was at Vision Expo. They were like, oh, is Rachel here? And I said, no. I said, and if you did, you'd see for a little bit and she'd sneak out. Exactly. It just was super funny. Because they were like, oh, does Rachel come in? I was like, well, fun fact. Nope. No.
I mean, someday I'll go.
Yeah, you do stuff sometimes.
Sometimes I do stuff for like 20 minutes at a time.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
And then a long nap.
Exactly. I would much rather do things that way. I think another thing in like the post-apocalyptic pandemic, whatever world that we're kind of coming into is I think what can be is like a lot more polarizing like conversations, especially around like vaccinations and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've come to a recent thing is like, I'm very pro your body, your choice.
Mm.
You know, like it's your body, it's your choice on what you want to do. And I believe that in a lot of different departments.
Oh, yeah.
And like a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. And I've had to come to terms because a vaccine is asking someone to put something into their body.
Mm-hmm.
Is that as much as I want to encourage them and things, I can't, if somebody chooses not to and has a medical, you know, and not just a medical reason, but a personal reason why they don't want to, I'm struggling of trying to encourage them to get it whenever they feel comfortable and help them gain information whenever they feel comfortable, but also understand it's their body, their choice.
Yeah.
Like, try not to get like mad and frustrated and be like, well, I'm not hanging out with you now because like, that's not cool. And like, but I can set boundaries of being like, okay, well, so we just need to wear masks when we are together.
Mm-hmm.
Like your body, your choice, but this is my choice. If you want to hang out, this is my boundary. And I'm willing to do that because if I want to see you, like, I'm willing to do that.
Yeah, that's good. That's smart. That's defendable. I like all of that.
Yeah. And so, but I think it's been super hard because, like, I also want to create a rule and have everybody follow it. And, like, everybody should get vaccinated. So get vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And so, like, I think it's been hard to kind of work through that in people's logic.
Yeah. Especially are you planning a vacation at all or, like, traveling for fun?
Yes.
Tell me.
Yes, I am. I actually did travel for fun once already. I went to Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if that was for fun or for, like, something.
It was for fun. I went to go see our good friend of the podcast, Allison Gindin.
Friend of the pod.
And so I went to Chicago for 2 days, and Chicago still has a lot of masking in a lot of places, so that was great in a lot of ways. But then we also spent a ton of time outside. It was a gorgeous weekend in Chicago, so we spent a ton of time outside and just, like, enjoyed things, so we felt more comfortable because we were vaccinated and everything.
Yeah.
So doing stuff that way. So, yeah, so that was for fun, and then we're going to the Dominican Republic for fun.
That's going to be amazing.
So excited, because we were planning on going to Japan last year.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. And then we were going to go May this year. That didn't happen. And then we were going to go at the end of July. But with the Olympics, they're just saying no foreign spectators into Tokyo. And we'd be flying into Tokyo, so it would be really hard to get in.
Yeah.
And things to do. A lot of places are saying no foreign spectators at hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
They're just kind of following Japan's lead, which is fine. And so we decided to go to the Dominican Republic.
That's going to be great.
We're doing an all-inclusive resort.
Absolutely.
And so I think that'll be interesting, too, is we feel comfortable going. And we have our vaccination cards. We have pictures of them. We have them with us, like, if we need them at some point. But at the same time, like, one, I've never traveled to another country before in my life. So,
oh my,
like,
gosh, exciting.
This will be super fun. But I think also in a world where a majority of the world is still fighting a pandemic, then it's going to be interesting traveling there and working with their requirements. And I think that'll be a thing that we're, you know, we'll pack masks where, like, you know, maybe in the future, again, we won't. But, like, we'll have to kind of just be cognizant of all of that.
Yeah.
And things there if that maybe we wouldn't have to think about as much, at the, you know, here. So
I'm so excited for you to get your passport stamped and everything. I was older than you, I think, when I first left the country. Like, I think I was 28.
I'm 28.
Oh, my gosh. Twinsies.
Yeah, but I'll be 29, so you're younger than when I go.
Oh. Yeah, so I guess so. Because I went to Bermuda on a cruise. Yeah. So it was
cool.
Like, the first destination was something beachy and fabulous.
Yeah.
And then it was like, off to the races. I can't keep me in this country.
Yeah.
But this year, Bob and I are doing the craziest bleep that you, like, that we never we would do.
Tell me it all.
So we like to travel outside the country. But, like, on our list of priority places, like, we can't go to any of them. So we're going to Disney World.
What? I want to come with you too.
Come
you
with us.
Go
come
to
with
Epcot.
Us.
When are you going? I want to come.
I think the second week of October. Yeah, you should come. You should absolutely
Evan
come.
Evan can't.
Oh, because he's in school.
Yeah, and I've never been to Disney World. I've been to Orlando multiple times, two times. Never been to Disney World.
Okay, I thought you were just there because you were at a Disney thing.
I was. I was at Disney Springs.
What is
which
that?
Is, it's
that wasn't a thing.
It's free. It's used to be called Downtown Disney or Disney Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like all of these, it's just like restaurants and stuff and like shopping area. It's like a mall. It's like a mall at Disney. And so,
that's cool.
Yeah, like an outdoor mall. And then they have like the NBA experience and some stuff like that. And then House of Blues is there. So a lot of stuff like that is there. Mm. And so it's just all incorporated inside in Disney. But you don't have to pay to get in.
Well, that's nice. This is so out of character for us. Like, for how deeply locked down we were this entire last year, now we're like, let's get on the teacups with some random children and just, like, breathe in.
You're going to go to so many countries at Epcot. You're going to go to so many countries.
I'm excited about it. And, like, I've been watching YouTube videos because you know how I'm into, like, Huga or whatever, the, like, getting excited about things and feeling really cozy. I'm like pumping myself up for this trip, like watching like all these tourism things. It's like I'm about on the verge of being one of those people who has a Mickey Mouse purse and like her checks are Disney World and like my credit card has Mickey on it. Like it's about to be that bad.
I'm there for it. Like,
I haven't been since like 2007. So
I'm so jealous.
This will be your first trip is what you're saying when you come with me.
Yeah. I'm just going to come with you. Yeah, if I can come. Yeah. And absolutely. I don't have to, and Evan doesn't like pin me down at home and be like, you cannot leave because I want to go to Disney World with you. Like, we've been trying. Like, when I went to Orlando this past time, it was Memorial Day weekend the weekend before. So I said, Evan, your last day of school is Thursday.
Yeah.
We can go Friday through Monday, like Friday through Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to be there till Wednesday. So we can go Friday through Tuesday.
Yeah.
And only take, I take 2 days off of work.
Yeah.
And then go to Disney.
Ah,
and then I'm there, and then you can just hang out, and, like, we could go on another day.
Yeah.
And you know what he said?
What?
No, I want to take a trip to Mount Zion with my bros.
Where's Mount Zion?
It's in Utah.
It's like a Utah's gorgeous.
Park. Yeah, it's a big national park. Super pretty. They had a blast. It was so fun. So glad they did. But I was just saying, like,
it's no Space Disney. Mountain. Yeah.
Yeah, he could have done Disney with me. We could have taken pictures with Disney princesses, and lo and behold, he chose his friends instead.
I see how it is.
But I'm excited for you at Disney. How are you guys feeling on your boundaries there, or are you going to just wait until closer to the time?
I guess we'll wait until closer to the time, but I think they're done with masks right now.
So you do not have to wear a mask in the park, but you do when you're standing in line for rides or you're on the ride.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's closer quarters.
Yeah. Well, who knows how it'll be then? I don't even know. And everything's changing all the time. It's so stressful. I'm wondering if, like, masks will be back. Like, these variants are so scary. Mm-hmm. And it's like I'm sick to death of talking about COVID. But it's like,
you can't stop. Also, that's all
you gotta stay with talk it.
About.
It's we have to keep talking about it. Because you know why? We have to stay vigilant.
We do. We do. And I think the other thing in all of this is, I think it's a time that a lot of us want to forget, you know, like, you know, that was hard, but I don't want to forget the 600,000 people that lost their lives. I don't want to forget your grandma that,
oh my God,
that lost her, you know, lost her fight to COVID. And like, I don't want to forget. That
was traumatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hugely traumatic. Yeah. And like, and I'm not even her granddaughter.
Yeah. Ugh.
And so I don't want to forget and breeze past that.
Yeah.
I don't want to breeze past that trauma and grief and the sadness that came with that.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see a lot of effects of COVID for a long time, but I think that's one that I'm really nervous that we're going to breeze past really quickly. Yeah. I've become more okay with sitting it with the suck and the hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to breeze past it.
Yeah.
And so I think that's a thing that is post-pandemic-y that is something that I want to figure out how to honor and remember people and do, just the people that are not going to experience post-pandemic world.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well said.
Well, what are you going to do? I know we didn't have a lot of action items here, but what's your takeaway or action item?
I guess my takeaway is that I'm going to mask whenever I want to. And I'm not going to feel bad about it. Like, I just feel iffy about it, I'm going to slap it on. I mean, I'm still wearing it every single day I go to work. So it's not like it's a big deal anymore.
Yeah. Working from home, I will say, I was like, why are people complaining about masks? Like, I wear one all day.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. But it's definitely, like, it's definitely a muscle that I flexed and I grew it. And then, you know, I was not in practice with it as much. And now it's like, oh, this does feel weird. And like,
you've been too busy having booty gains.
I have been too busy doing booty gains.
Yeah.
Gains. Yes. Thank you for noticing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was I was like, whoa, okay. I can see where people are like, this is feels funny now because they don't do it all day, every day.
Yeah.
My takeaway is I'm coming to Disney World in October.
I can't wait.
And two, can you imagine you and me and then Bob? Like,
it would be so much fun.
Bob would totally be the third wheel.
Yes.
You know that.
For sure.
Bob would be the third wheel.
He'll be fine with it.
Or maybe Bob and I will become besties and you're the third wheel.
I would be so sad that I'm going to make friends with like a costumed character.
Yes, you are.
I'll just be like, you guys go ahead. I'll just wait until Winnie the Pooh comes back.
And then Bob would be like, see ya.
Yeah, he'll be like, bye, Kate and I are going to ride a roller coaster.
But I think my other big takeaway is I think it's like just continually, you know, like I said at the end, just like continually remembering like there's a lot of people that didn't make it into this post-pandemic world.
Yeah.
And so being cognizant of that and respectful and taking that all to heart.
Yes. Kate, I think we did it. Another fabulous episode.
Under our belts. Making the world a better place one pot at a time. I will tell you all that things have been crazy lately. And so thanks for being patient with us as we figure out how to be adults.
Yeah.
And so I think that's all I wanted to add. Follow us on social.
Yay!
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, don't forget to smash that. Whatever the kids say. Chonky boys.
All right. Smash the chonky boys. Okay. Bye.
All right, bye.